Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. The older I get, the more one thing matters to me, that my loved ones get to heaven. But some have fallen away from the church. Maybe yours have too. That's why the church gives us a powerful way to unite so that what I offer spiritually can help not only my loved ones, but yours. Archbishop Naumann has established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of our members form a spiritual treasury that can be offered daily to God for the church and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may offer your share for your loved ones, trusting God to apply real help for their conversion and salvation. But to fully participate in these spiritual goods and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. It just takes an act of the will. So click the link below to enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus lays down the triple path to healing and happiness. Now, he doesn't say, if you pray, or if you fast, or if you give alms. He says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms. These are not side options for extra credit Christians. They are the way to healing and happiness, because prayer lifts us out of pride by placing us in friendship with God. And fasting frees us from lust and disordered desires by teaching us to say no to lesser goods. And almsgiving breaks greed by untying the grip of money on our hearts. Through these three practices, Jesus reorders our hearts so that God becomes our true treasure. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. I survey priests in a funny way. I ask them, how often do they hear people say that in the confessional that they sin by greed, that they're greedy? And it's funny, priests say they almost never hear this. Now, most of us don't think we love money because we are preoccupied with it. We worry about jobs, savings, education, retirement, taxes, and bills. But Jesus warns, you cannot serve both God and money. Almsgiving is the remedy. Every time we give, we say with our actions that God is my security, not my bank account. Generosity purifies the heart. It loosens anxiety. And it declares that we trust in the Father's care. And the more we give, the freer we become. Now, God commanded us to give 10%. And a good formula is to give 4% to our parish, 1% to the diocese, and then give 5% to other charities or poor people. The question is, am I giving 10%? And if not, why am I so greedy? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, our almsgiving, our charitable giving, is not primarily about solving problems or funding programs. We give to Christ himself, who identifies with both his church and the poor. To Saul, Jesus said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And of the poor, he said, "Whatever you did for the least of my brothers, you do it for me." Once we give, it belongs to God. Like the offerings in Leviticus, once placed on the altar, the sacrifice is his. Even if others misuse it, Christ still receives it. So the primary motivation of almsgiving is twofold. We give alms so that we can be set free from greed and so that we can give something directly to Christ, who identifies himself with the poor and the church. Giving, charitable giving, is not first and foremost about us accomplishing what we think we can with our money. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Every temptation is a twisted offer of a good thing at the wrong time, in the wrong way, or for the wrong reason. Fasting trains us to say no to lower goods so that we can say yes to God. Jesus fasted to prepare for his battle with Satan. If we never deny ourselves, we will not be ready for temptation when it comes. But fasting includes more than food. Maybe we need to fast from entertainment or gossip or our addiction to the news, screens, comfort, any attachment that enslaves us. Our Lady has said, with prayer and fasting, you can stop wars and suspend the laws of nature. Fasting is a power. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Jesus says, when you pray, go into your room and pray to your Father in secret. Prayer is not merely reciting words. It is friendship. Friendship with God. And good conversation with God. And what do friendship and good conversation take? Time. We have to spend time together, talking to God from the heart. Listening to God by reading or hearing his word and then thinking about it. But then we need to do what he tells us. So we need to form good resolutions. And St. Francis de Sales warns us that prayer without a resolution leads to self-deception. And that's why every meditation should end with a concrete resolution, like, today I will not complain, or today I will listen more. Or maybe today, every time I'm anxious, I will say, Jesus, I trust in you. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, the triple command of Jesus, these are not burdens. This is the road to freedom and happiness, and by them, our hearts are purified, reordered, and we are made capable of receiving God and perfect joy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As a resolution today, I would suggest that we fast from our screens in some way and then offer that for the conversion of all of our loved ones. Well, Teresa, I definitely see a specific way I need to improve for each of these.
Yeah, I fully agree. Is that...
Do you want to share yours, or is it?
I think I can honestly say when it comes to, for instance, almsgiving and greed, we run in different circles just because we're different ages. But a lot of the people I know, we're all starting off on our financial journeys. And so I feel like in my not saying this of the people I know, but certainly personally, my reaction is always, oh, I'm too broke. We're more like, oh, but I couldn't be greedy because I don't have that much money to begin with. But it's precisely when we don't have much that it takes up all of our thought and all of our focus, and we have a tendency to put off virtue until we are more stable. And it's going to be a long time before anyone can truly feel stable enough to be perfectly virtuous about this. And it's, you shouldn't wait. You should give now. You shouldn't be entirely focused on not trusting God and trying to control everything. At the end of the day, if you have a lot of money, you're going to be worried about losing it. And if you don't have any money, you're going to be worried about making some. But on either end of the spectrum, we're going to be worried about money. And I think we just have this false idea that because we're young and we don't have that much, that we're exempt from both greed and almsgiving. But was it John, my brother, who was saying that statistically, for some reason, those who do donate a lot and give tend to make it back?
You can never outgive God.
That's true. But there was some strange statistic that it does work out for people when they do give. And I don't say that so that you feel like you shouldn't worry, like you should worry more and more and more about money, but that in a beautiful way, God does take care of us. And I do think the more you give to your community and the more you take care of others and the more you give freely, the more you are taken care of.
It's 100% true. Really, we could say that the definition of greed is by trying to find our stability in our money.
Mm-hmm.
Our only safety and security is in God.
Yeah. And I think that's where so much anxiety comes from. So to a degree, when I close my eyes and give it to God, I find myself less stressed. Not because I suddenly have more money, but because I have more trust.
Well, because the giving to God is an act of trusting in God, mm-hmm. which is the remedy to anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I work for the church, we run on a fiscal year of July 1st to June 30.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming to the end of our, so we get paid on that time calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking right now, I got to go back and look at my charitable giving and make sure that I've given my 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy just to not think about it.
I also know that I could be giving more right now because a while ago I resolved to give more money to the Little Brothers and Sisters of the Lamb. And I was like, oh, but I want to support specifically this one French branch that had a specific ask that they were trying to work towards. And then I stalled way too long because I couldn't translate their French website perfectly. And so I put it off. I know that I should be giving more right now.
Yeah.
So this is an incredibly important meditation.
So that's a good resolution. Have we given our 10%? That's a good question. It leads to a good resolution.
My donation was lost in translation.
Now, I am failing in my key area, fasting.
Fasting. My biggest problem is I don't even think of this one. I'm always aware of my greed. Trust me, I deal with that every day. But fasting affects all of my vices. I'm currently trying to fast from my phone more. I think we could all do some more fasting in that area, but I'm incredibly lax.
Well, and I've been fasting from just scrolling and curiosity on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But I fall back into the trap because I lead pilgrimage to Israel.
Yeah.
And so I think, well, I need to keep up a little bit on what's going on over there. And then it leads to just scrolling and curiosity and just wasting time on things I don't need to know.
Yeah.
And things that are not my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to fast from that.
And I think one of the dangers, not to just fully get into the vices that come up when we follow the news, but I think we have a tendency to very quickly, first we open it up because we think we have a good reason to, and then very quickly we're taking entertainment out of the suffering of others. Out of this curiosity. Did you see what happened? Did you see what terrible thing happened to this individual or to this country? Or do you see how terrible the world is? And it's entertaining.
Yeah.
So it's better just not to most of the time.
Avoid the dirty laundry.
The dirty laundry.
And with my prayer, I definitely can get lazy about my daily examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an aspect of prayer that I have to be ever more vigilant about. So there's easily three good resolutions that come out of this meditation 100%. For me.
There's a million resolutions.
But we have to pick one.
Yes.
We have to pick one. So I'm going to make sure that my charitable giving is up to date.
I'm going to get over my translation frustration and just commit.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.